This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
I think that he's done okay, but I don't think he's come close to playing to his presence at all.
What is that? I mean, he seems to hold it, and it's a slow to start once he gets the ball. Is that
Doak should catch it and go immediately. More times than not, we talked to him a lot about that, but a lot of that's just confidence too. But he needs to catch and go immediately.
You said this won't be a 50% 3-point shooting team every night, but what can their 3-point shooting potential be?
I mean, obviously, what we're doing now. I mean, you mean as far as a percentage,
or what your comfort level is? I mean, it seems like this team can shoot the ball. Maybe they're streaky. I don't know, but they can shoot the ball well. Do you have more faith that this could be a more dangerous team from the outside?
Oh, there's no question. Absolutely. But you play four guards, you better be more dangerous from the outside. So, absolutely, I think we can be more dangerous than just about any team we've had. You know, we've had other teams with good shooters. I mean, you know, when we won it in 08, I mean, I really think Mario and Brandon Rush and Sharon Collins were really good shooters. And Russell was okay. That's comparable to what we have now. The difference is that we had Darrell Arthur and Darnell and Sasha and Cole. I mean, that's the difference. You know, think if this team had that team's fourth best postman. It would certainly change some things. Not take anything away from our guys now, but it'd certainly add another dimension. Certainly. So, I mean, I think we've had balance for the most part.
Do you think Landon took a step forward on Tuesday, and where is he at right now?
I think Landon's fine. I think he did play better Tuesday. I agree with that assessment, and you know I understand why you ask it, but it's kind of frustrating to me sometimes. A guy plays 12 minutes, and we limit him minutes because of his health, and he has a couple of good possessions, and we think he's taking a big step forward. I think, or you think he's taking a step backwards. I think those steps are determined over time through practice, and you know he didn't practice yesterday. We just dummied offense, and he really wasn't a part of that. So I think it was a positive step, but I think it's baby. I think it's things that have to take place over time. We actually get a true evaluation of improvement that's being made, but certainly he's going to improve at an accelerated rate because we know he can do it.
Is he close to healthy?
You'd have to ask him, but he's close enough that he doesn't want to take himself out of anything. We made him not practice yesterday, although yesterday's practice was not a real practice. But we made him not practice yesterday, so he can just limit his exposures to getting hit. But we feel like if he can get through Saturday, and then you could rest him till maybe Wednesday or something like that next week, because we have a week off with finals. We feel like that he could be close to 100% by in the next week or so.
Not his foot.
Yeah, I think his foot's. I hadn't heard anything about his foot lately. It's his oblique, based on what I've been told. So. And they say those are really painful. They say Dave Lawrence has probably had one before, but that they say that any type of movement, breathing, any type of movement, it can be fairly painful.
At times last year, I mean, you called him the best interior defender on the team, the smartest player on the team, Landon. How important would it be to get him back 100%?
Oh, it's vital for our team to be good. Yeah. You know, I love Udoka, but Udoka isn't going to be able to do potentially – what Landon can potentially do this year. We need the combination of both. You know, it gives us 10 fouls. We need the combination of both. But the reality of it is, I do think Udoka's played every bit as good as Landon so far. I do believe that. But we know the potential and the ceiling to help a team win. Landon would be exceed Doak because of he's 23 and Doak's 17. But as far as just a guy going after a ball while the ball's in the air, I think Udoka could be by far the best we have. So I think those guys can complement each other.
Based on personnel at the beginning of the season, do you kind of think what the identity of the team's going to be, or do you just kind of let that evolve as the season goes on?
I think a lot of times coaches think what it will be because they wish it to be, and then the reality sets in that it may not be quite as what you thought or what you wished for, then it kind of has to evolve on its own. I don't think teams develop an identity or personality in September or October. So whatever that identity and personality is, you go with it. But for us, historically, we've always been a lot better when guys kind of thought our identity would be, a defensive presence, a toughness, making it hard for other people to score, taking pride that way. And I don't quite see it with this team yet. So my wishful thinking was we'd be tougher, we'd be harder, we'd be able to extend defensively, we'd be able to do a lot of different things defensively, which would create easy offensive opportunities. And I think we've been average in that way. I think more of our identity is that, we got some athletes that can make plays off the bounce. And that's been good for us, but I love for us to be able to do both.
Hey, but with Nebraska coming in, does this still feel like a conference game to
no.
you, or is enough time passed?
Yeah. No, it doesn't feel like a conference game to me at all. And it won't to Tim. Of course, I don't think Tim was in the league when we played. So he was still at CSU, if I'm not mistaken. And it won't to them as well. But it will mean something because they obviously have a good name nationally, and they're from the Big Ten, and it'd be a nice feather in our cap. It'd be a great feather in their cap, or a nice feather in their cap as well if they come in here and play great. And it'll be one of our more competitive games so far, no question. But I don't think it'll have. I don't see it as a conference type game.
You probably haven't seen or studied him too much throughout his career, Tim. But does he have? You played him when he was at CSU. Has he continued that same philosophy, same program, same system to Nebraska?
I don't know. Going way, I can't remember exactly. Matt, if they're running the same stuff, but I do think from a philosophical standpoint, I doubt he's changed. I still think what he valued at CSU or before that is still the same thing he values now. You don't see coaches changing that often. I think he's a good coach, and other people think it too in our profession. And he's a fun guy, and maybe he'll tweet you back at halftime. That kind of stuff. You don't see that very often, but he's probably the social media king of our profession. Is that right? So that makes it interesting. But I understand why he does that and everything, because he's generating interest for his program, and I like him. I think he's good, and I think he's done a really good job there, and certainly. I don't want them to have any success at our expense, but I hope they have a really good year.
When the game was set up, were you hoping to see Andrew White?
Yeah, I think somebody asked me what the reasoning was behind the game, and I'm not sure if they reached out to us or we reached out to them, but I think that we kind of did that for Andrew. Or maybe they wanted to do that for Andrew. Was that it? They wanted to do it for Andrew, and I thought, we all love Andrew. I mean, so don't get me wrong. I mean, there was no ill feelings with Nebraska or with Andrew when he made the decision to leave, and it turned out to be a good decision. I mean, you go there and you average 16 a game, where maybe here you didn't get a chance to play as much. But I do think Andrew had a lot to do with the game.
You've had a few one-and-dones come through the past few years. Anything that you've learned that's kind of helping your approach to coaching Jackson this year?
I don't know that I'm – I don't know. You'd have to ask probably the other assistants. I don't know that I'm coaching him much different. The thing about Josh that I think is really, really great, and Wiggs was the same way, Joel was for sure the same way, is – he wants to be coached. He wants somebody to correct him. Now I'm not saying he wants to be jumped. I'm saying, but he likes somebody to coach him and correct him and be constructive, but at the same time push him and try to get the most out of him. He likes that. He didn't come in here thinking that he was where he needed to be. He came here thinking I'm picking this place because I'm not where I need to be. I think sometimes that gets lost. I'm not sure everybody's like that. We've been fortunate that the majority of our guys that we've had are like that, and I see. Josh is probably as a freshman. From an IQ standpoint, you know, Joel was off the chart, even though he hadn't played ball. I mean, that dude's got a, you know, he don't think like most people. I mean, he's so smart. But we've always said the best freshmen are the ones that know they don't know. And the ones that are the hardest to coach are the ones that don't know that think they do. Josh is one of those guys, is that even though he's really, really bright, he knows he doesn't know. It's amazing to me when we do scouting report or we do whatever, he hangs on every word. I mean, it's like I ask Josh a lot of questions sometimes to see if he would know the answer, and half the time he does and half the time he doesn't. And he's totally intrigued on why he doesn't. Like, oh, I mean, it's like that makes sense to me. And I'm talking about, hey, look at this possession here, and I want you to tell me exactly why the other team scored. Break it down. Well, they didn't show on this screen, or they didn't. No, that's not why. Look at it again. And he's one of those guys that really, he wants to know those things. And so that's one of the things that impresses me the most about him, because he wants to get better.
Do you search that type out? I mean, I'm sure maybe you encounter guys that you felt like maybe you only wanted a stopover as opposed to.
Sure you do. But yeah, but we've been fortunate because, you know, most of the guys we've had have unpacked their bags. I mean, there's no question about that. But not everybody probably has, but most of them have. But do you search that out? Yeah, you search it out. You also search for seven-footers that are 280 pounds and can jump. I mean, you search out the best of whatever the best is, but very rarely do you actually get a chance to coach it like that. So it's been fun.
If you look around your conference, the Big 12, Baylor knocked out Xavier and Louisville, West Virginia beat Virginia. A lot of good wins. Is it even going to be tougher than you would have thought?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be tougher. You know, we said all along that the league won't take a step backwards. It may take a step sideways. I don't think it's taken, you know, it's been a positive, maybe sideways, but positive sideways. You lose Buddy and George and Williams at West Virginia and then, of course, Perry. You say, wow, those are the best players on some really good teams. It's got to take a step backwards, and it hasn't. You know, the young guy setting out at Baylor, nobody knew he's that good, and he's going to, you know, he's arguably playing to a first team or second team all league level already. And then we knew Motley was good, but we didn't know that he would be this good. I mean, but we knew he was good. And then they have other great pieces. Nobody knew they were going to have a newcomer come in and block five shots a game. I mean, so the league has done a great job of replenishing itself with really quality guys. Maybe people thought Bob would take a step backwards, but they're better this year than they were last year, and they were really good last year. And certainly, you know, Iowa State's not as big inside, but I've watched them play, and if they're on, they can beat anybody. They're good. And you know, look what TCU's done. I mean, the league has got – Oklahoma State's good. The league has gotten so much better from a competitive standpoint than I think it even was a year ago. I could be wrong on this and because I haven't studied it, but I think Texas lost at Michigan the last game 53-50, which made them 4-4, okay? Who would have dreamed that a team that was picked second or third in their league – would be 4-4 now, and you think positively that they're an NCAA tournament team, where the teams that maybe have a little bit better record now weren't picked as high, and you think that everybody in our league right now has a legitimate chance to go to the NCAA tournament. Think about it. Everybody in our league has a legitimate chance to go to the NCAA tournament. Now, certain teams are going to have to play well in league. You know, they may have to go 9-9 or something like that. But there is 10 teams vying for an NCAA tournament spot. And I don't think there's any other league in the country that could say that.
From an outsider's perspective, Josh's shot looks unorthodox. How would you describe it?
Soft. You know, it's the thing about shooting is you know, there's a lot of different opinions on it. Okay. He has a little bit of an unorthodox way to get the ball to this position, but after it gets here, it's as good as Devontae's, it's as good as Frank's, it's as good as anybody else we have after it gets here. So what's the most important thing about a shot? Is it from here to finish, or is it how you get there? Obviously it's from here to finish. So can he do some things better with the shot? Absolutely. Can it become quicker? Absolutely. He can. But I think sometimes people look at it as a negative to him getting it to this spot, when we should be looking at it as nobody can deny his shot soft. I mean, nobody can deny his follow through is perfect. Nobody can deny those things. So we look at we see a flaw rather than see what is good, and what is good is much better than the flaw. Now, can he tighten it up and do some things differently? Absolutely. But that'll probably be on somebody else's watch. That won't be on our watch as much. I don't see a reason why, when you have a young man for a very brief period of time, why you want to totally cloud his brain with something other than very, very few simple things. But I personally like his shot. I said all along, one of the best things he does since he's been here is shoot the ball compared to what I thought it could be. And he's going to continue to get better.
Would you liken his shot to Jim Sherrick's golf swing?
I think it's actually better. But I think that's a good statement. Here's a guy with that looks unorthodox, but technically, by technical deals, no matter how he gets it to where it needs to get it, it's perfect when he gets it there. So that would probably be a good example. And you being obviously a scratch golfer would come up with that.
Anything else? Did you also watch the Davidson game?
No, I did not. I saw pieces of it. There was a lot of good games on last night. You had SMU, TCU, you had Nebraska and Creighton, you had Davidson and Carolina, and I don't know who else was on. So I didn't get a chance to see much of the Carolina Davidson game.
Have you seen TCU at all? Have you seen what Jamie's doing?
I've been following their scores, but the last night's the first time I watched them play. Yeah. So Tim got them last night, but it was on the road. I think that was their first road game, but they're a lot better than they were last year.
All right, thanks, Coach.
I guess thanks.